You're listening to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Jeff Peters. It can be hard to find ways to stay healthy without sacrificing your favorite foods. We like our family favorites, the foods we grew up with. That's why Transamerica Center for Health Studies has released another Healthier Traditions cookbook. And this year, they brought you Healthier Twist on classic soul food recipes. Here to discuss their commitment to promoting health and wellness is Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. So Hector, what's cooking over at TCHS?
Well, Jeff, we're proud to continue our Healthier Traditions cookbook series. We have partnered with the Association of Black Women Physicians, ABWP, to promote healthy eating by featuring healthier versions of 17 soul food dishes. Mm. The cookbook is free on our website, so people can download any of the recipes anytime.
Now, when I think of soul food, I picture fried okra, gumbo, and jambalaya. How in the world did you make these recipes healthier?
Our cookbook features those exact recipes and many more. We partnered with registered dietitians to make simple ingredient substitutions, which increase the nutritional value while keeping the great flavor of these southern favorites. Each recipe has a breakdown of the nutrition facts, including calories, fat, cholesterol, sodium, carbohydrates, fiber, and protein content of the dish to help folks keep track of their daily intake or to have a sense of what they're eating. And it's really important that folks know these are the actual traditional dishes. We didn't make up some kind of hybrid dish. These are the real thing, just adjusted to make them a little healthier.
Okay, but with these substitutions that you're talking about, did any of them alter the flavor of the recipes?
Well, what definitely makes people hesitate when it comes to eating healthier is whether their food is going to still taste good. And with a cuisine like soul food, it was especially important to us that people could reach for these dishes knowing that it would have the same great taste they were looking for. So we made sure to keep the integrity of those flavors while swapping out the less healthy ingredients. We're not trying to turn these dishes into 200-calorie meals.
It's not necessarily a diet book.
No, not at all. It is just making them healthy as they can be for what they are.
So I know you've got collard greens as a recipe, which traditionally is made with a heavier meat like bacon. So please tell me there's still bacon, right? Or did you, what did you do to make that healthier?
Well, there is not bacon. The collard greens are the greens. You're still wanting to get that. So that's a good example. Instead of using bacon, our collard greens recipe actually uses paprika to keep that smoky flavor. So you still have the flavor, you just, you know, don't put in something that you know is not so great for you. Another substitution is that our cornbread uses whole wheat flour instead of regular flour. So these kinds of subtle differences retain the flavor, but make them more healthy. We also have helpful nutrition facts about some of the substitutions made, so people can understand why exactly certain foods are more helpful in promoting health. And we hope that this will help translate those health-conscious choices to other foods that people eat. Once you see that you can substitute ingredient A for ingredient B in this dish, maybe you can do it in some of the other food that you prepare.
All this soul food talk has made me hungry. I'm ready to go home and try some of these recipes, and you can download the cookbook for free along with the previous Healthier Traditions cookbooks on the Transamerica Center for Health Studies.org website by looking under the Health and Wellness tab. Thanks, Hector, and thanks for listening and cooking. I'm Jeff Peters.